Dear colleagues, welcome to the OncoAlert Weekly Roundup covering the top in oncology news, trials, and publications for the week of April 5th to the 11th, 2024. A warm reminder that these are just some highlights. However, if you want to dive into deeper into what happened in the week of oncology, go to our newsletter at www.oncoalert360.com. You can register there or follow the link on this post. That's www.oncoalert360.com. To access any of the publications mentioned on this roundup, please see the direct links in this tweet, which will take you straight to the publisher. We start off with news from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. FDA grants accelerated approval to famtrastuzumab deruxtecan for adult patients with unresectable or metastatic HER2-positive solid tumors who have received prior systemic treatments and have no satisfactory alternative treatment options. Out from AstraZeneca, durvalumab becomes the first and only immunotherapy to significantly enhance OS and PFS in limited-stage small cell lung cancer following concurrent chemoradiation, as evidenced by positive high-level results from the Adriatic Phase 3 trial, marking a pivotal breakthrough in the treatment of this aggressive disease. Now to some of the top publications of the week, the ALENA trial out on the New England. This global Phase 3 trial found that adjuvant treatment with alectinib significantly improved disease-free survival, particularly in central nervous system disease, compared to platinum-based chemotherapy in patients with resected ALK-positive non-small cell lung cancer. The primary endpoint, disease-free survival, was significantly higher in patients receiving alectinib, with 93.8% alive and disease-free at 2 years, compared to 63% in the chemotherapy group among patients with stage 2, stage 3A disease. Out of Nature, study introduces RMC-7977, a reversible broad-spectrum RAS inhibitor effective against mutant wild-type KRAS, NRAS, and HRAS variants, demonstrating potent activity against RAS-addicted tumors, including KRAS codon 12 mutations, and showing promise in addressing resistance in KRAS G12C cancer models, thus potentially broadening therapeutic options in RAS-addicted cancers. Out on Cancer Discovery, promising results from a Phase 1 clinical trial, CTX-130, a novel CD70 targeting CAR T-cell therapy in patients with relapsed refractory clear cell renal cell carcinoma, along with preclinical data on the enhanced efficacy of CTX-131, suggests a significant advancement in solid tumor treatment. Out on JAMA Network, a study explores the effectiveness of tucatinib combined with trastuzumab and capecitabine treatment in ERBB2-positive metastatic breast cancer patients who had prior trastuzumab deruxtecan treatment, showing promising outcomes, especially in patients with brain metastasis, highlighting the importance of prospective data for guiding treatment sequence in this setting. Out on Supportive Care and Cancer, a novel clinical workflow utilizing a rehabilitation navigator offering electronic triage surveys and brief counseling sessions in chemotherapy infusion clinics resulted in high participation rates and acceptance of exercise or rehabilitation referrals among cancer patients undergoing treatment, showing promise in establishing exercise referrals as a standard of care. And the last article is out on ACS Cancer, a randomized Phase 3 trial comparing dose-intensified stereotactic body radiotherapy to conventional external beam radiotherapy for painful vertebral metastasis, found SBRT resulted in significantly higher rates of pain improvement at 6 months, indicating its potential superiority in managing pain associated with vertebral metastasis. And there you have it, folks, your OncoAlert Weekly Roundup, thanking all of our colleagues worldwide for their support. Looking forward to bringing you another roundup next week, and reminding you that regardless of geography, we're all OncoAlert.